Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name's Will. I almost got smushed by a lathe. You're lucky I'm here. I might be
dead.
Yeah. I almost died, Nigel. Have you ever almost died, Nigel?
Maybe.
You have a lot of heavy machinery now. Has any of it almost fallen over on you?
Nigel is heavy machinery.
I'm trying to think.
How do you move your heavy machinery around?
I'm just really strong.
Oh my God.
I just, you know. No, the things that are really heavy, you know that they'll kill you. So you don't ever get in the way.
How do you move them?
Like a forklift or something?
You guys have a forklift?
No, I rented one the last time we needed to use that.
The problem is we bought a lathe and we, first of all, you like can't even fucking move it with a forklift. Like you can't lift it. You have to like put a strap on it to lift it.
Yeah, you strap it and then lift with the prongs.
But
or something.
The forklift's too tall for a garage.
There aren't any prongs either.
Yeah, there's nothing.
What?
The lathe, it's too smooth. There's nowhere to hook onto, really. Yeah, so we have to like go just through
the cast frame.
Yeah.
And you can't even get in the garage because it's like not even 8 feet tall. It's 7 feet tall into the garage.
Yeah.
Or no, probably like 6.5 feet tall into the garage.
So like with the forks lifting it up, then you have like the top of the forks would be hitting the garage door when they're coming in. Barely like inch
how heavy
it
is it?
Like 1,200 pounds.
Yeah, about that.
When it hit the ground, it sounded about 1,200. It's just heavy enough. It's just top heavy enough to be extremely painful to move.
It's a very dense 1,200 pounds too.
Yeah.
Because you get an engine hoist or something. That's probably how you're supposed to move it.
Yeah, but Nigel...
It's too big and the center of gravity is so messed up on that thing. you could have like two chains coming off from the...
No, you just pick it up from... We could pick it up from like
the center.
The second hole in the cast frame. But we tried like doing Egyptian style and pushing it in like on little pipes.
On rollers.
And
we only have four pipes. And this thing has two
feet.
You
keep cycling them.
Being an inch and a quarter off the ground or whatever those pipe diameters was enough to tip the CG not in our favor. And the fucking thing completely keeled over and smashed into the ground so bad.
Yeah. Sandra felt it. She said it felt like the SpaceX rockets coming in with a sonic boom. Like she said the whole house shook like that.
I'm surprised the concrete didn't crack, actually.
Yeah.
Do you have photos or anything?
Yeah. I sent them to you, John.
It's in the video already.
Yeah, your video. Yeah.
It's just a photo of it on the ground.
It's in the Discord.
In a video you've posted already?
Yeah, on Saturday. We have a very tight turnaround here. Basically, when I was in high school, I worked at my old job, this machine shop engineering place, and I was cutting steel beams with jet fuel. No, with a lathe, like a horizontal bandsaw, not a lathe. And the beams were like, their tubes were like 4-inch by 4-inch square tubes, a 1/4-inch wall thickness. So they're like heavy ass, like 20-foot long tubes. And it fell off the end of the bandsaw and I like tried to catch it with my foot and I wasn't wearing my steel-toed boots that my dad had bought me specifically for this job and it crushed my toe really bad and crushed it in like 7 places.
Oh man.
And it was bad. It was like,
you only have like 3 bones in your toe too. So you broke
like 7.
You broke like every,
I think
now
I
you have 7.
Eight, maybe 9, but like my toes are noticeably wider. My right toe is noticeably wider. And after that, I'm like,
oh no.
In my head, every time something like this happens, like I'll always wear my boots and it's always let it fall. Do not try to stop it. Just let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall.
Yeah.
Let it fucking hit the ground and break. You know, it costs more than a $1,500 late. Like a $25,000, no, probably $50,000 or $100,000 hospital visit when you've like got bones sticking out.
And a lifelong handicap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fear of lathes.
Like my one of my magnet machine things, it would, I don't know, it's like things hit a certain mass where it's, I was talking about this with someone the other day because apparently on our street, someone tried to drive their car between parking lots, but didn't realize it went down a bit. Mm. And it was the downgrade was too steep, and then their car hit it and started teetering.
Yeah.
But their car was a bit top heavy, so I forget how it was, but the wheels weren't touching the ground anymore.
Yeah.
And the guy just got out of his car and he just was like holding his head because there's nothing he could do. And I feel like there's certain machines that's kind of what happens. Like, you recovered this one, but like sometimes when it falls over, it's just like now it's a completely separate problem.
Oh, yeah.
Just to like fix what you've done.
Like, we were lucky because,
like, oh no,
I put the extension on the forks on the, because I have like the forklift tractor adapter that I made.
Yeah. So I saw the clip.
Yeah. The yellow ones, the ones that crushed the lizard.
That didn't make it in the video.
It was blurred though. Not the spray paint. And so we like put the fork extender on there because that gets us like 7 feet. And then I got as close as I could to the garage door before like the bucket hit the garage door. And we looped the strap around like 3 or 4 times. You know, like you're doing a rubber band on like your hair, like a ponytail or something. And then just like lifted it enough so that we could get it back onto the feet. And then we just pushed it in. Well, enough oil out of the like transmission cases had leaked onto the ground that we were able to slide it into its final destination.
I still don't know where that oil came from or how to refill it.
There's the lower box that has like the feeds. I think that is like the rubber stopper.
Okay.
I think the other one came out of the other side. I think it's the feed.
It was a lot of oil.
It was
more oil than I would think could possibly fit in a lathe.
You probably shouldn't use the feeds.
Oh yeah.
The cross feed or the horizontal feed. I don't even know what they're called before we put something in there.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
So
I
looking at the video, what I would have done, this is all hindsight, but if you had two like what's it called? Like kind of heavy capacity dollies or like rolly things.
How do you get it off though?
The engine hoist.
But we had an engine hoist, we wouldn't have done any of this. We would have gotten it into the garage with the tractor and then we would have lifted it on the engine hoist.
You could just like shimmy it.
Yeah. So instead of spending $100 on a Facebook Marketplace engine hoist, now we're going to have to go spend $500 on a new fucking motor because there's something wrong with this one.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, does it work?
Yeah.
It works.
But it's a nice lathe.
Kevin has a video of it sparking in the way that like a brushed motor can spark sometimes, except there's no brushes in the motor. Explain that, scientist.
Yeah.
I feel like I've looked around because I would love to have a lathe, but I find that all the research you do on a metal lathe, you just end up getting discouraged because everybody... You never, there's a lot of like, you know, pinky, hoity-toity-ness.
Here's my advice for a lathe buyer.
Get one that will eat you.
No, just get a really cheap lathe.
Three phase.
A used one on Facebook Marketplace. Don't listen to anything Will is saying right now.
Only run it at like 100 RPM.
Get one that can wrap you around.
Can't turn you into a fine mist.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what everyone says. The people are like, what do you think of this new whatever, this lathe brand? And they're like, oh, every recommendation is get like an old lathe and refurbish it.
Spend like $3,000.
Yeah.
Like for you.
Says like get an old lathe.
Yeah.
Like get a good older lathe.
If you're like Kevin or I, don't like you could easily spend $1,500 and get something sick. Just don't throw it on the ground. For you, I would probably push that to like $3,000 and just get something that you know is going to work.
Used. I mean, honestly, I would, if I was you, I would get a Grizzly lathe, just like new ones with a new one.
Really?
With like the digital readout,
the part that gets me is people will say that. They'll be like, get the Grizzly lathe. It's good. But then the guy below it will comment like,
machinists are the dumbest people you'll ever meet in your life. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. If you're a machinist, dude, you fucking know what's up.
My problem
they
with
hate engineers.
All of
They're
these,
intimidated by them.
That's what I was going to say. I said there's a lot of hoity-toity, like, oh, this thing's trash. You can never use it. Like, every forum, it's horrible. No. But there is something to be said in the sense that, like, for me, I don't need the tolerances to be that good. Whereas a lot of them, they'll be like, oh, you buy the Grizzly? You got to, like, really work it to get the tolerances. But they're, like, doing it as a job and trying to, like, you know, they're... People are going to be mad if they're out. Whereas me, if I'm off by like, you know, even 10%, it's like that's better than I could have done without the lathe.
If you can figure out, if you're able to figure out how to use your 2-inch penis, you can figure out how to use a Grizzly lathe.
So you're telling me I have no hope.
You don't need a nice lathe and you don't need a big penis. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean like.
And there's so many different options that you can get on a lathe. You won't know what these options are or what they mean until you use a lathe. And then you're like, oh, I want this on a lathe or I want this instead. Because a lot of times they're like exclusive. You can only kind of get one or the other feature on a lathe.
Your average person wants the lathe that we got.
Yeah.
That's the lathe you want.
I mean, Jet is, a lot of people recommended that. And was like, just find a good Jet, like used lathe. But I look it up and nobody has one around me and I feel lost.
Have you gone to your local city bus? That's where we got ours.
The bus depot.
The bus depot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they have a lathe? Deals. I guess they're just like making parts for it or something.
No, they weren't doing
that. That was probably the idea at one point and then it sat there for
the
30
guy
years.
Who would have run it fucking died or something.
Yeah. The only guy that was qualified or that knew how to run it.
The only guy left who hadn't been turned into pink mist yet by the 10-foot lathe.
The number of times you hear about that, though, where you see used equipment or you hear someone buying it and it's like at a company where that's the story. It's like, well, we bought it because we were really hoping to make parts.
That's what you want.
We put about 3 hours of good work on this thing.
Dude,
just basically never used.
It came with like a junction box and conduit already bolted to it. All we had to do is like switch out the button for it was actually great. Like we didn't have to futz with it at all. We just did a little bit of rewiring. And it just worked out of the box, minus the fact that we threw it on the fucking ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the...
At least it didn't fall on the dials, though. If it fell on the dials, it would have been toast.
That would have sucked ass.
My biggest fear with a lathe, I think, is I don't know anything. I don't have enough experience with them, so I'm always paranoid. I'm like...
You're fine.
But if it fell, I'd be like, it's off axis, man. You'll never have it.
That's the beauty of a lathe, is it's self-centering. As you machine parts on it,
those parts will always be true.
Yeah,
just maybe not when you first put it in the chuck.
They'll be true to. You can always shim. You can always adjust the chuck to the rails too.
Yeah,
if you really care that much. Yeah, and I for what you're doing, it doesn't matter. Like if I was you, if there's like a local like shop or a community college that has a class, just fucking do that. So like,
yeah, that's true.
Have you seen those India videos where it's like some Indian guy on using the very first lathe that was ever made?
Yeah.
Making like a fully functional engine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
What scares me about those Indian videos is all of the open like motor strapping and gears and everything that there's nothing.
Yeah, there's like 10 pieces of equipment running from like
closing it.
One pulley that's like 10 feet long and it goes all the way across the shop.
That's what it's saying. And it's just like, and there's like buckets everywhere and there's just like nothing stopping you from just walking right into any of the machinery.
There's a lot of combat robotics groups that like ban India combat robotics videos from their pages.
Oh yeah. Like Reddit pages or like Instagram.
Wait, why?
Like,
because it's so it's very bad optics for the sport because they'll have like, well, I think a lot of the good, I don't mean to say good videos, but I think a lot of the good videos come out of combat robotics in from India clubs because they'll have like a chain link fence as like their barricade and stuff will just like go through the fence. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is going on over there.
Is there like a compilation of the best epic?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't
Indian.
Like I think we kind of make fun of like OSHA and like, oh, there's this the California like prop 65 lead warnings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when you look at the opposite of like the anal retentive California, you know, paranoid, like the paranoia is like
the safety protocols at BattleBots aren't preventing anybody from competing. right? Yes. So it's like, why not Correct. Use them? It's not
it's
like
expensive. And so it's like, instead of spending money on like, you know, a couple, maybe $10,000 in like a plexiglass arena that you can use over and over again, you just don't do anything. And then you have shrapnel getting flung.
It's, I saw like, it's those TikToks you see. And like one of them that I think about every so often is people, they were like, it was like a scrap metal recovery place. And part of what they had to do was sort the metal and then dump it into a furnace. The furnace entrance was ground level, no markings. It's just a hole in the ground, and there's just like, you know, the smoke and fire coming out, and people just walk up to it, dump in, and walk away. But I'm like, it's one of those things where it's like on the street just having a manhole cover gone.
Yeah.
It's like somebody for sure has just fallen into the molten metal.
I have like, a theory.
There's not even a railing around it.
That it's when like, something is so dangerous like that, it's almost safer, you know? Because you want to stay so far away from it. Like the tree, like the log splitters that have like a giant spinning axe blade on it. And you have to like throw the logs into it. So
someone,
like,
do you show me a video? Someone showed me a video yesterday of a dummy getting like sucked into a wood chipper. Like one of the, like the tow behind like 100 plus horsepower chippers. And it was not like, okay. So the way the wood chipper works of your like local arborist is it's got hydraulic drums, like spiked drums, tooth drums that like pull the wood in.
Okay.
And then there's a blade, like a huge metal disc with teeth on it that like chop away, like they shave off chunks of the log.
Like the same as yours.
Same exact as the PTO tractor chipper here.
Yeah. So it's like a blade that spins like this.
A huge
and
mass.
Then it like.
Yeah. Imagine like a manhole cover.
The log gets pushed in. Yeah. Into it.
Like a manhole cover, but there's blades like that kind of like almost like a mechanical TV, like blades that kind of spiral like diameter out, like around the diameter. And the dummy is like, there's like a rope tied to the dummy, and the dummy starts moving in at like spiked hydraulic drum speed, like the feeder speed.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it accelerates to like 40 miles an hour.
Oh, once the blades catch
like
it?
Like the blades must have caught the rope.
Is this what you're talking about?
Which one?
Did you find the video?
Did you find it? It just,
it's a dummy like, getting sucked in with a rope?
Yeah, it's a really short video. It's like 40 seconds. And it like actually takes off to freeway speeds in like fractions of a second. Like you would be unconscious getting sucked into the shredder. And it's like, funk.
Oh, I know why they're doing it with a rope. Because like the tree trimmers and stuff will have...
Yeah, have ropes on them. So they'll like the rope will get sucked into like the drive shaft. And then the drive shaft, it's spinning at so many thousands RPM.
Here, make that big.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get it up on the screen.
Is that the one?
This looks... Yeah, actually, I saw one.
Oh my God.
You put it on the monitor, John. I saw this actually from the other side, I think. It's full screen. So you can see it's like moving.
Just no like way. That would snap you in half. Just the acceleration would break your back.
Yeah. I don't think you wouldn't be alive for the worst part.
Yeah, apparently it says behind the blades is a flywheel.
Yeah, that's what does the actual cutting is the flywheel.
Well, they're like the rope doesn't get chopped by like the turning blades, but it gets caught in, like you said, like part of the drive shaft and just gets pulled in.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
That was epic.
I never
would have thought that could happen. I thought I forgot that it could get wrapped around the flywheel and suck you in even faster.
I wouldn't have guessed this. Yeah. I thought it was rigged at first. I was like, did they like rig this up? Like, I genuinely makes me want to use the wood chipper butt ass naked. I mean, there's only one rope on me long enough to fucking get sucked in like that, but I'll keep that.
No, you tie that to like the emergency stop lever.
Okay, right. Yeah, I like that. Dude, that's like actually like...
I think that the dummy's head hits the... Like the loading ramp there too.
He rips his skull open.
Yeah.
And sucks his ass into the chipper.
All the comments on Reddit too are like people saying I work with chippers.
Yeah.
And they're just like incredibly dangerous. One guy's like, he's like, I work around them or something. You couldn't pay me to actually work with them. And then the OP is like 100% not worth the money. And like another guy was saying that he goes, I've been saved three times by my boss from almost being dragged into the chipper. Had my limbs come together and trap my legs. I don't know what that means. And I was upside down and couldn't do anything. And my boss had to run over and press the emergency button.
Yep. Every time I use mine, because you get really tired really fast because you're you know,
throwing like 50-pound logs into it.
Yeah, you're like dragging fucking huge logs into it. And
everyone's just like, how do you have three near fatal calls on the same job? They're like, dude, hello, OSHA.
Believe it.
I think that there's nothing OSHA can do about how fucked wood chippers are.
And like every time you throw a log in there, it like once it grabs it, it flips around and spins around, or like the two branches get like pulled together.
It's
and
fucking awful. Yeah. Like you, dude, I'm trying to like imagine how you could make a wood chipper safer. And you would have to do some sort of like thermal.
I was thinking like RFID chips that you would like, or like bracelets on your ankles and your wrists.
Yeah, but how do you stop the disc without destroying the fucking machine? It's like,
you just power it down. There's probably like a hydraulic valve on the spin on the drums.
But
that
how
pulls
do you, the
stuff
disc,
in.
If the disc is spinning.
Yeah.
And you're getting like the rope got sucked into it.
Oh no, that's over.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Like you would have to stop the feeders. Or you'd have to stop, like, I mean, maybe, yeah, the RFID makes sense. I mean, or like some thermal, because you can't, you know, in like a industrial robotics, if you ever like see factory videos, they have these optical gates or whatever they call them, the optical fences.
Yeah, for like the giant like paper cutters. Yeah.
And so you basically like, they'll have like a beam, like an IR beam. It's like a garage door beam that if you trip it, it opens the garage door. Except it's like a wall, like it'll be a bunch of beams or like a big, you know, fanned out beam or something. I'm not sure exactly how they work. And they use a lot of the like TV remote stuff where it's like 38 kilohertz to like, so it's a really sensitive signal. Mm. If you walk past the invisible barricade, it stops all the automation happening in the cell.
Just like stops.
It's gone. So the cubicle shuts down. The whole point of a wood chipper is to shove shit continuously through the door. So you can't put a gate. Because something's always going through the gate.
Yeah.
So how do you make sure that it's not a person going through the gate? I mean, the RFID, so it's almost like you're getting in your car and it has like the proximity detection to see like, is the RFID like in the middle of the two detectors? Like, what do you do? How do you stop people from getting sucked into the wood chipper?
There's one of the comments here said, this is the guy's story. He says, an acquaintance of mine worked for a tree company and had this exact same thing happen to him. His rope got tangled in a branch that he was disposing into the chipper. And he goes, but there was a safety gate in front of him. Otherwise, he would have been turned to pulp.
So he like grabbed
instead,
the safety gate?
Well, instead, he just got, I'm assuming it's like he got just tugged against the safety gate. And it says, it severely mangled both of his arms. And he had to be taken, airlifted to a hospital, but he was lucky to survive. And he goes, but he ended up gravely disabled for many years. And then it goes, until his untimely, unrelated death. I'm like, wait, what? It's so sad. And the guy's like, wait, how did he die? He goes, I don't know. He had a lot of bad things going on besides the accident, and he just died in his sleep one night.
He died
like,
doing what he loved.
What a horrible story.
I know.
I need to make that more depressing.
Yeah, I think the good thing about my chipper is that it's like a 6-inch inlet. So it's like, you know, it's not gonna, like your whole body's not gonna fit through it. Like you might lose a leg, but like I think that it would chew, like the hydraulic drum would like carve through your leg before it pulled you in entirely. I mean, it would be bad. Maybe the worst day of your life. Pain wise, but like, I don't think it would suck you in completely. It has like the safety bar around it.
Yeah, but good luck trying to grab that when you're being dragged in.
Yeah, but like, the only time I've been caught by it is it starts sucking a branch and you're kind of caught on a branch in like a bad way. And I've never gotten like dragged. It just kind of catches you and you pull off. But like you would go to stop yourself and like the natural place to put your hands is on that safety bar that like disengages the hydraulic feed.
Yeah.
And like the bar, like the wood won't pull itself into the blade. Like you have to feed it into the blade with the hydraulic feed. So like, I do think that the smaller one is not so bad. It's also really hard to get it into drive. It's much easier to put it in reverse or neutral than it is to forward feed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like this weird half step.
You have to kind of like, yeah. So it's, I'll fucking die. Who knows?
This one guy says, my buddy does this for a living, and last year he was up in a tree. One of his coworkers got a rope around his ankle and went straight through the chipper. He said the only thing left of his friend was a lot of blood in the bed of the truck and the end of his steel toe boots.
What?
He's like, that's the only like solid pieces that they saw.
okay, what do you do? You're like, you're at work. You work That's, for
it got him by arborist. The ankle too. That's man. The worst
way. Yeah. What do you do? Do you like just you take it to the yard waste place and you dump it?
Do
you call
no.
the police? Like, what do you do?
What if finish chip, the job?
Chip dump shows up to your house.
Yeah.
With your order of mulch and there's like
it's extra mulchy. It's juicy mulch. You know, you got that like nice red mulch.
Yeah, yeah.
The red, whatever the hell they use.
Oh, wait, Will, it says, some guy says some models have last chance cables. And it says they dangle on top of the feed. And he's like, I guess you can
pull
you
them?
Can grab on it if you're conscious it's like enough.
The,
or
the kid kidnapper trunk last.
Oh, like up top?
Yeah. Like if yeah. you get pulled by the feet, he's kind of saying that like, as your legs are getting mangled, you can like pull it.
Yeah, but there's going to be branches and stuff in the way. Like, good luck, like finding it.
You know, your boss is going to cut those off like the first time a branch
gets snagged on it for sure.
Like, but what do you do if like you work for a company and your coworker gets sucked into the fucking chipper and they're sprayed all over the back of the truck? Like, I actually have no idea.
Ask for a raise.
Do you? Yeah, dude, I. That's like the second thing you do, right?
Yeah.
Does the guy still get paid for that day's work? Do they pay him for like a half day? Well, it's only a half day. We're only going to pay his family for a half day.
Yeah. Imagine you still get a bill after like you have some guys like just got sprayed across your front lawn.
Your grass is like growing weirdly well.
Yeah. You get 50% off. You get 50% off.
Do you call this? Do you call the police? Do you call like an ambulance? Like, do you actually say like, like, there's really no point in sending an ambulance. I just don't know who I'm supposed to, like, is it just the coroner? But, like, what do they do? Scrape up?
That's actually a great point. I have no idea what they would do. Is it a crime scene? Probably, like, they'd have to do DNA tests.
Right. Do they do that?
Yeah, now? Yeah.
They're like, well, he's definitely dead.
They probably have to, like, cremate the entire mulch pile.
You think so? Oh, biohazard?
I mean, I guess there would be an investigation, too. Because who's to say you didn't,
pun?
You know,
would?
You didn't kill your friend.
You didn't push him. Yeah, but how do you?
You sabotaged him.
Man, if I owned a wood chipper company like that, I'd put like a one of those dash cams on it.
Uh huh.
And then I'd make a Live Leak account.
Yeah, you could do like one on the inside too of the blades.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a close up cam, instant replay.
Yeah.
4K, 240 frames a second.
If I had one of those, I would keep all of my employees like on a tether so they can't get. Like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So they're all held back from the machine.
The ropes go the other way.
Yeah, the other way.
You can't get within like 3 feet of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get like a 6 foot long 2x4 to like push stuff in there.
You know, like the instant any sort of labor job like that, the instant any physical barrier slows anything down, it just gets dismantled.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I mean, OSHA wouldn't exist if people were more concerned over themselves versus keeping
their
jobs.
Do you remember we were setting up the lathe and there was like a secondary on-off button? And I was we could just get rid of that and just only use the lever on the lathe to turn it on and off. And you're like, no, you should always have the secondary stop button on there.
I would.
So I was working on it today.
Oh.
And Potato runs up and just yanks on the on lever. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's the first thing she did. Bad. The like, big red lever.
Like it's so like appealing and colorful and bright. You're like, no, it's industrial machinery is so scary that you have to go through the motions. Like you have to go through the motions. Even if it drags out and makes it take way longer. Like the instant you get complacent, you get chipped to death. It's so fucked.
Well, I think it's especially bad, the machinery like the wood chipper, where kind of like we said before, like its entire purpose is to just shred things apart.
You can't make it
safe.
So
it's like where do you, how is it ever going to sense the safety? Because it's supposed to just be an unrelenting destructive device.
I think that wood chippers are almost like a red herring because there's so many other dangerous things. Like how many people die a year from a wood chipper? It can't be more than like 10.
I bet you it's more.
Well, there's also not that many people working with them.
No, dude. No.
There's like dozens of them in every town.
Every city has dozens of wood chippers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like it's not like, you know, I don't know. There's other things like lawnmowers. People don't die, but like their hands mangled all the time.
But like roofers and stuff, they die all the time and get paralyzed.
All right, what kind of numbers are we talking?
All right. If you're playing along at home, give us, what do you think?
This is AI results. Does what? Is this hundreds of people?
Wait. It said like between 1982 and 2016, 113 people.
That's it?
I don't think many of these slip through the cracks.
I mean,
like every time it happens, it's a news story.
I guess.
So it says, it says 113 of them, 57 victims were killed in struck by. I don't know what that means, but they were hit, that. I don't know what that means.
Oh, maybe
41 were caught in.
Yeah, I think
four were electrical.
Oh,
two
man.
Were heat stroke. How does that count? You can't count heat stroke. They had heat stroke from throwing wood into the wood.
I think
the
hit or struck means like a branch swung around and hit them.
Yeah. Like one of the things with mine, even like, dude, mine is such a good example because like you're not really going to get that hurt.
Yeah.
Is it will like when you have a Y or you're saying like the curve, the driver, like the drum that the hydraulic drum that's like sucking the wood in. It like pushes down to squeeze the wood. And so the wood tries to stay.
It pushes down really hard.
Really hard.
Really hard.
And so if it's like, if the wood comes in at like an angle like this and there's like any opportunity for it to like swivel around to get lowered, for it to like get pushed to the ground, it will cam it down and the whole branch will just like,
yeah,
like rip it.
I had a little tiny like 120 volt one that I got from Harbor Freight and like it could only take 1-inch sticks and I would be like loading sticks in there and then it would just like swing around and hit me in the forehead like, all the time.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I feel like a lot of these things, they just have like the dangers are not entirely obvious necessarily. Like, you know, the obvious you get a wood chipper, you're like, oh well, don't fall in the wood chipper. Right. That's like a pretty obvious thing. But unless you have like proper training and stuff.
Don't fall in the giant fiery pit in the ground.
Yeah.
I think forklifts are pretty bad.
Yeah.
There's something about like When you like hand the keys to a piece of equipment like that to your average, I mean, you know, who
John,
drives
look
forklift?
Up what's the most dangerous industrial equipment?
I would say it's the most commonly used.
Yeah.
I think that like whatever.
If you're gonna look up, it's gonna say ladder.
Or like that causes the most deaths or something.
Cranes.
Cranes?
No.
I don't know. That's what the first thing that popped up.
Oh, really? Google?
Now this one says forklifts.
Yeah.
I can see forklifts.
I would not be surprised. Forklifts are so common. And your average forklift driver is like, you know, there's a reason they're not doing math.
Find like by number of deaths or something.
I think forklifts is probably pretty high.
What about garbage trucks?
No.
I've heard of people getting...
Bulldozers? What? That doesn't make sense. I feel like excavator might be pretty bad because of like you're sort of so far away from the tool itself. You have so much range.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard people just getting crunched because the driver did
can't,
operator
can't
didn't
see them.
Them.
Yeah.
But I feel like
cranes
forklift.
Are one of them. And I think the reason is just because it's like they tip. It says they have a big issue of tipping over.
Yeah. Forklifts. Yeah. Or cranes.
It says it says cranes because it says the problem with the crane is like you have to be very careful. This is what this website says, like how you move things and you have to strap it in properly because people often don't and they just kind of like stuff slides off.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It falls.
And when I think about that, there was someone I knew in university came in one day and they're like, oh, a family friend was killed because metal fell off a crane in downtown. And he was just a passerby.
That happened to my mom's friend in Chicago.
Yeah. Just like a week ago, someone else told me that someone died.
Like the Sears Tower.
Every time we do anything that involves any sort of like heavy machinery like this, I am so paranoid. Like even when we loaded the lathe into the back of your truck, it's like watching how people like mingle around like the forklift and get way too close to it. It's like, you guys are out of your goddamn minds.
Like apparently it says OSHA.
Oh, where does it
say
20%?
Did the script crash?
Sorry. Oh no, I'm dead.
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
I'm back. Oh, I'm gone.
Did you minimize something?
When they were loading the lathe, you know, we asked them to fork it into the truck. And this is what you never want to hear a forklift driver say is, I'm not responsible for hitting your truck or damaging your truck.
Like, no, you know, the first thing they tried to do is they had a gantry inside of the shop. They wanted to use the forklift with the, so we had to bring our own strap, first of all, which was fucking insane. I brought the chains.
Good call
and strap.
On that. Yeah.
I had a weird feeling. They wanted to use, like, they picked up the from the strap that I brought that we put around the lathe. They wanted to pick it up, bring it over to the gantry, and then winch it up with the gantry and then back the truck under it. And I was like, why not just do it all with the forklift? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, if I was at my old work and I had suggested that, they would have beat the shit out of me. Like, it's already on a goddamn crane.
Yeah, it'll be so much faster to just drive it on.
Why switch to the gantry when you already have it on the forklift? And the forklift had plenty of reach to get it in the bed of the truck. And then the forklift driver is talking about it. And I was like, dude, I literally told him, I was like, I believe in you, man.
I know.
And then at the end of it, it's like, I knew you could do it. I feel like I'm an asshole, but I was like, is this some sort of fucked up joke? Like,
you know, like any other forklift driver is going to be like so gung ho on like, watch me do this.
Watch
like,
me whip, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Watch me cook.
And then I'm like, I was trying to get him to shift it because like you can shift the forks on most forklifts. And he's like, I don't have shift. And I'm like looking up and I like, there's a cylinder up there on the forks. And I was like, what do you mean you can't shift?
Yeah, the one that pushes.
I didn't elaborate, but I was like, at that point, I don't even want to know. Because I think he might literally just not. Either it's
stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broken or he straight up has no fucking idea what's going on.
This man does not sound forklift certified.
No. This is like, I have worked in some machine shops and this place did not give me,
you know what,
confidence.
Something I learned that's glorious.
Yeah.
Because I said I rented a forklift. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm naive. I've never used a forklift. I'm like, oh, to use a forklift, you have to be forklift certified.
No, you don't.
And then I looked it up. And I was like, oh, only if you're a worker.
Forklift certified is like an insurance kind of thing, even really not really. It's
so you don't, it makes sense. Like I don't hire Joe off the street and go, here, drive this forklift. Then he just dies.
It's protection for the company.
Sorry?
It's like a liability protection for the company.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you're the owner, you don't have workers comp anyway because you're not able to take advantage of anybody. Right. So they're like, you screw yourself up, man. That's just on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yep.
It's like, if you're a private citizen and it's not a business, you can just rent a forklift. And if you're the business owner, you can. There's like no rules. You can just rent this giant hunk of machinery.
I bet most accidents come from people that have used them for a long time though. And they get too comfortable with it.
100%.
Yeah, whipping it around corners and
Like driving way too high, the boom extended.
Yeah.
Or the mast. Like it definitely is. I remember using like a snorkel lift for the first time and it was like a really shitty one. I'm like, this is awful. Like there's no amount of training you can go through to like.
Those are the tree trimming ones where it like.
That yeah, it's like, it looks like a like off-road vehicle and it doesn't go straight up. It has like the.
Just like the boom that lifts up.
Yeah. It's like a big boom and then a secondary boom. It goes like, you know, it looks like a big like.
Yeah,
Z,
yeah.
Like a giant Z.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like that they use for power line work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they go really high.
Yeah.
Like really, really high. But like a forklift, like you can just like in reverse, you can in forwards, I think you can like steer. You can swing your ass out really fast because it's rear wheel steering. Like you can tip yourself that way. Like, it's really easy to just drive too aggressively. Like, your car, you really can't fuck anything up unless you crash. But, like, a forklift, you can just turn.
Oh, yeah, you can find plenty of videos online of people, like, drifting forklifts and just, like, skidding them across the floor. Yeah. Like
and you catch something and the whole thing falls
and
over.
Then they just tip over.
So you think you're good at it. Or, like, I think, like, maybe skewering other people with them. But every time you see somebody, like, we were at Home Depot the other day driving them around, you're like,
Yeah.
How long have they worked here? How long have they been driving that forklift?
At least a day.
At least a day.
Well, maybe at least an hour. That's good enough.
Good enough to be forklift certified.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think what other equipment I use that's like dangerous. I feel like lathes are not that
Lifts are very dangerous.
Lifts?
Yeah, just like in general.
Like a scissor lift or something?
Scissor lifts are like the boom lifts and stuff like that. You know, like the kind you can tow behind your car and then they anchor. They have like the arms that come out. Outriggers. Those are bad. The wheeled ones are even worse.
Really?
Because people will like, they'll ride up in, because you can control it from like the top basket and they'll be driving with it like extended.
To unstable ground.
And they'll hit a bump. And because it's like so far away, it just catapults them. Just like a little bump.
You're
like
already
a foot,
like 3 feet
bump
in the
will
air.
Just like, dude. Yeah. And even if they have straps on, like I've seen videos where they get launched out, but they got launched out so hard. No, they just go like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
I feel like that's the most common equipment. Like, what other big equipment do you like regularly see people use that you could mess up because you're complacent? Like, it's really not. I think forklift is a big one. Just cars, maybe cars in general.
Yeah, probably cars.
Cars are probably more dangerous than any of this stuff too.
So, Will, I have a story for you. It says 9 years ago, it's sad, a North Carolina teen was pulled into a wood chipper and killed. It said that, the teen was pulled in, and it said, this is the part that I thought was interesting. It happened as he was trying to kick a piece of wood into the wood chipper, and he got pulled in and died. But then it says he was pronounced dead on the scene.
I mean... Have they ever?
He was pronounced dead over the scene.
Over the scene, surrounding the scene. Have they ever
just
pronounced
goes to what
Pink
you
Mist
said.
Alive?
The guy shows up. He's like, time of death. It's just like, there's just nothing there.
That is.
Like, how does that make sense?
He's like 40 feet tall. 100 feet long.
Wow. But I mean, it kind of answers your question. Someone calls the cops and they still have to do all the same procedure.
They pronounce him dead. They're like. I feel like, do you even pronounce them dead? Or he's like, there's no fucking way they're alive.
Yeah.
I pronounce them super not alive. I think like a big lathe. Big lathes are bad. Big machinery is bad. Big machinery is
bad.
Like anything you got to get your hand up inside of that spins fast and has lots of power behind
it.
Gears, lots of torque.
Well, when you get to those big machines, they're just so unforgiving. Like, you just watch some of those big factory things, too.
Like,
I don't
presses.
Know why I thought about this. Well, it's like the one, too, where it's like they, the big smelting factories where they're, like, on big cranes and chains. They're moving, how many pounds of molten metal.
Ooh,
and then someone opens it and just, like, a thing like this thick, 3 feet wide of molten steel comes out.
Yeah.
And it's just, like... so many people must screw up. Like, you just don't hook it in properly.
Or just
and the thing,
machinery
and there,
fails.
I think there's videos. The chain fails and then molten metal pours
spills.
All over the factory.
I think that actually happens all the time. It's like so common in steel like refineries that they're used to it.
Actually, there was one where the guy dumped in a bunch of wet metal and I think the whole place like exploded.
So what's the most dangerous thing you have of the machines you own?
I don't know. Maybe the magnet crushing machine.
Okay.
It's not really that dangerous, though. I mean, it's
what
a
about
hydraulic
the hydrostatic press,
I guess. Press. It's safe as long as you're not like dumb.
You
I guess
the
if
shield,
you like
too has a shield.
Sorry.
Has the shield?
Yeah, but also it's like, I guess it could explode. I guess, but it's like it is set up to do that, and unless you're kind, it's just like pushing. It's literally just like a big hydraulic tube and it's just like crushing it.
I'd be worried about like a...
It shouldn't explode because they're...
It would crack.
Yeah, it would just crack
I would say
and
that
it would
piercing.
Immediately drop to zero PSI.
No, it would squirt.
Yeah, it would squirt.
But that's the thing. Like my thought squirt. Of the failure, the there's like six metal, like the things holding it all together. It's like a giant metal base, but then there's like six like 1-inch... metal solid bars holding it down. I'm like, okay, those are never going to fail. But it's like, I could see the hydraulic system breaking or something letting go, but like it would just go bang and then there'd be no pressure in it. The cylinder
40,000
is like 2 or 3 inches of steel.
That's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. But I just don't see it like the thing you're crushing it into is literally like 2 inches of steel or 3 inches all the way around. Like, that's not really going to do much.
But if it like squirts past the seal or something.
Sorry?
He like squirts past the seal and it like, it's like a, what do they call that? Like
hydraulic injection.
Hydraulic injection.
Yeah.
I used to work, the water jet I used to operate a long time ago, like, it's so much pressure. It's like 40,000 PSI yeah. also. And it's so much pressure that the water can't hold itself together.
What do you mean?
Like, it just, it atomizes. It just turns into mist.
Oh, when it comes out of the stream?
Yeah, you could like, shoot at, you know, John with a water jet. Okay. And it would just, by the time it would be violent, but it would be like.
A pressure washer.
Like a pressure washer, yeah. Like, it's yeah. almost worse than a pressure washer because it's so violent that it just like disperses immediately.
Uh-huh.
It's like so turbulent.
Yeah, there's no like coherent.
There's no cohesion. Yeah. But like if you got your finger right under it, it would just go right through like in like tenths of a second.
Yeah. Basically like, you know, a Star Wars laser.
Yeah.
Or like a lightsaber.
It's as close as you can get to a lightsaber. Like, it just is, the white mist makes pink mist.
I don't know what I have that's actually, I mean, it's one of those things. If you use it really wrong, then it can be pretty bad. I would say like anything that's like high pressure, you know, explosive gases. Mm. Like right now I'm trying to make my big struggle is making carbon nanotubes. So it's like you just have to put a hot hydrogen, acetylene, and helium through a tube. But if you are a complete moron, I guess you could end up pumping in oxygen, like air and acetylene. I don't know how that would even happen. Did that, you would just like,
you'd get a big pop at the end of the tube. It wouldn't be the end of the world,
you'd
right?
You'd have catastrophic problems. Like, if you filled the whole tube with air and acetylene.
How big is the tube? Air and acetylene?
It would still be.
Air and acetylene wouldn't be that bad, would it?
In a like a glass tube would be pretty mean.
Will air and acetylene pop, though?
Oh, yeah.
It does?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just air?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, it would just explode the glass tube and you'd have shrapnel in you. Actually, what my thought too is actually it won't happen because the ends, the way they're sealed, it's not that tight. It would probably just blow the ends off.
Yeah, it wouldn't really build up too much pressure.
No, I think the ends would blow off before the glass explodes. Or it might do everything at the same time. But you'd have to be insanely stupid for that to happen. Like, ignoring all
protocols. I like
protocols.
The confidence that he's not that insanely stupid.
I can't wait until somebody clips this and puts it, like,
on
a compilation.
On your obituary?
Yeah.
Can I play it at my funeral?
Are we invited to your funeral?
Sure.
Yeah. Wait, so how do you make nanotubes?
Sorry?
How do I make... I want carbon macro tubes. How do I do that?
Megatubes.
I want carbon megatubes.
No, the problem that I have, I think I know what the problem is, but I found a paper that kind of outlined everything. So I built my whole process around it. But then when it didn't work, I'm like, So now it's like trying to figure out why it's not working. And it's just like,
everyone shits all over ChatGPT, but you can find like scientific studies that are like just as shitty.
Oh, 100%.
ChatGPT is, I find, great for qualitative questions, but still it's like, there's not that much info about, I specifically want spinnable carbon nanotubes so you can like pull them into a thread.
You think ChatGPT like, could tell me what diet to have like the nastiest farts?
I bet you
That's
could.
A great question.
Wait.
Ask it.
Let's ask ChatGPT what I should eat to
it's
have
so
the
It's so random
farts.
For me though. It's like I can eat the same thing.
Bro, you have a glass of water and it's like toxic waste pit. It's like a molten steel pool ground level, but it's your ass.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, we need an account.
You probably need to like inoculate yourself with some kind of.
I mean, I have
fart
a chat.
I'll do it on my phone. Or wait, it'll let you do it.
Want me to ask?
Yeah, Nigel, you ask. I'll try asking.
What should I type?
Just say like, what should I eat to have the nastiest fart? Food? What? Yeah, what food should I eat
to have
the nastiest farts? No, not I facts.
I wrote. I gotta go what pee. Food should I eat to have the to have the absolutely most horrifically vile smelling farts. High sulfur. That makes sense.
Wait, Nigel died again. What happened to the...
I'm
back. I see. What did it say?
It says, it makes, I mean, it's kind of what you'd expect. It says, like, high sulfurs, like egg, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. It says garlic and onion. It says beans, high protein, so, like, red meat. It says whey supplements, whey protein supplements, milk and cheese, cabbage.
Right, you get your fiber from broccoli. You could probably have, like, a relatively healthy diet and still be, like, sharding your brains out.
The one thing, too, is your body does acclimate. So it's like it, you'd probably have a horrible – everyone around you would hate you for like 2 weeks and then your body would get – you have to constantly be changing it.
My what did you get? A sample diet plan, oatmeal with a side of boiled eggs and some onions and garlic added to the mix. Lunch, a big serving of broccoli and cauliflower salad with beans, garlic, and onions topped off with a large serving of cheese. Snack. Soda and candy, preferably ones with sugar alcohols like sorbitol. Dinner, a large steak with cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and beans on the side, washed down with beer or sparkling water. The combination of fiber, sulfur, and processed sugars is perfect, a perfect recipe for potent and, yes, nasty farts. However, to be cautious, this kind of diet can cause bloating, indigestion, and discomfort, and is great, generally not recommended for long-term health. Thank you, ChatGPT. I love it when we ask it specific questions like, what diet should I have so that I have the nastiest farts to get my wife to initiate a divorce?
It's like, just, Your Honor.
Just give it shit that would like questions where if you had a therapist, they would absolutely just stop working with you. Wait, can you get, what do they call it when you get fired by your doctor?
When you get what?
Fired by your doctor.
I don't know.
When your doctor because you can fire
Deal with you. Discharged or
like, well, your doctor doesn't want to work with you anymore. Like you're such a
like discharged? Discharged. I think maybe
it's gonna be a different word.
For I don't know.
Call it, you get fired. Could you imagine getting fired by your therapist for asking questions that you should be asking ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm not qualified to answer this disgusting fart question.
Are
you not a doctor? Like, don't you have any fun?
Doctor dismissal. Patient dismissal. That's boring.
I dismiss you, doctor.
Yeah.
Do you guys use ChatGPT often?
No. It's kind of, I used it last night. I was trying to figure out how to make like bread flavored ice cream for a video idea. And it's like, I don't know.
It's what I think it's amazing for is for getting kind of like, it helps you get direction in your troubleshooting.
But it might be sending you on like an absolute fucking like nothing. But it might be sending you in like a completely meaningless direction.
No, so one example, like I said, my carbon nanotubes just didn't work, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like, I have some ideas, but what I would type in like, I'm trying to grow carbon nanotubes using like, you know, and you just lay out like a general idea and then you're like, and I got this result. Why? And then it's usually gives like 7 options and you'll be like, sometimes like, okay, that's what I'm thinking, 1 or 2. And then some of them you disregard, but it just kind of like does suggest certain things that kind of like are avenues for you to look into. Mm. And even like one thing today, I was like, I think my acetylene, the way I'm doing it, it's spiking way too hard. It's supposed to be 100 like centimeter or mils a minute. And when I turn it on, it goes up to like 1500. So that I'm like, but it's only a second. And then the biggest thing is you can't poison the question. So I just ask, how important is like maintaining the flow of acetylene? And then ChatGPT is like, extremely important. Even it's like large spikes as quick as 1 second can poison your catalyst and prevent any growth.
Yeah. So it's like your regulator takes a second to activate or something. So you get like a quick burst of high pressure.
I have a mass flow controller, but the problem is the way that it's set up is the moment I open it, there's a big pressure drop. So it kind of lets too much through and then it kind of self-regulates to what it should be.
Yeah.
So I know how to fix it, but it just was like, it's only a second. It doesn't matter. But without like pushing it in a direction, ChatGPT is kind of like, nah, it's like a major issue.
Could you just vent the first burst like into the air and then flip a valve and...
That's what some people do, but what I'm going to do, there's also an external box you can control the controller with, or you just start it at 0 and you just manually raise it up.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it's like, I did find that was useful because it does have like data that it can kind of give yes or no's to certain things, but I would never trust it to give actually good answers.
You have to combust it, right?
What?
The acetylene?
It kind of degrades into a, you know, carbon species.
Through how?
The hydrogen.
Hydrogen and acetylene just decomposes?
No, like you're putting it through a tube at 800C.
Oh, you are burning it.
Yeah, so it just kind of, but it's with no air present. So it just becomes like a soup of carbon species.
Oh, you like break it apart?
I don't know if people know exactly entirely, like specifically what it does.
What's the hydrogen for then? Like reducing the...
You're asking all the, you know, the deep questions. It's supposed to help keep the catalyst active is what people believe.
Oh, it keeps the catalyst hot?
Because the catalyst is iron and it helps
keep it as
iron
surface.
Metal and not like an oxidized form. But I think that people do. I've seen some papers where they're like, we don't use hydrogen. We get better results without any of it.
Oh, you're fine.
And there's like some people, I was reading one paper. They're like, basically in not so many words, saying no one has any clue what's going on. This paper was written like a while ago, so I'm sure they figured it out.
Everybody's asking ChatGPT.
Yeah, everyone's asking.
Well, no, because the guy, the paper was like, on one hand, we have some papers that say like, you can use, you know, this variable doesn't matter and you can do it like this and they get great results. Whereas this other paper says these variables are extremely important and you cannot like not do it or else you'll be screwed. And it's like they're kind of contradictory, but they're both getting good results. So they're like, what is the actual answer?
So you're kind of just using ChatGPT as like a rubber duck debugging tool. You're not having it like tell you what to do. You're kind of just using it to plan an attack on how to fix something or go about fixing something.
Yeah, like for example, I think it's great for when there's like a problem that you could never possibly Google. Like straight up, you're like, I was trying to transport my lathe. I dropped it and now like it's making this sound.
Oh yeah, it's like, what should I check? Like what could be damaged? Yeah. Or what would cause it to come out of alignment?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's making this sound and it'll just list like seven things that could make a sound in a lathe. And you're like, okay, I'll check those.
There's birds living in your lathe.
Well, it'll never.
There's
it'll
like
never
a squeaking noise
that
happens
one.
Every time I turn my lathe on. Oh, you're probably ripping a rat in half every time. Those are the rats.
Rat apocalypse.
See, some of those things, you know, are going to be difficult to diagnose.
I feel like some of the most useful scenarios for any of the AI stuff I've used is image generation for just brainstorming. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like I think about this a lot, but like using AI, like the best part about art is it's like there's always been such a strong barrier for art that you only use art when you need art. Like you only pay the money to get art when you need art. So it's like it's very much like you're only using art in important places.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, because for most people, there's no way they can like do it themselves or it's a huge burden.
And so you end up with like people using it everywhere. So you see, you know, even like the dumbest little product, well, like the instruction manual for our product, like throw some AI art on that because it doesn't cost them anything.
Yeah.
Like if they had to pay an artist to like make a good cover page for their instruction manual, they wouldn't use it. So like it almost like cheapens things that like shouldn't be nice. They're like forcing use of AI like forces everything to be special of like, oh, like we're going to throw art on this. It'll make it feel special. We're going to throw art on this. And so like nothing is special anymore.
Look at my fingertip.
What about it?
Do you see that?
What is that?
It's a spider.
On me?
No. It's like right here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I see it.
Do you really?
I actually can see it.
Someone eat it?
Yeah, the itsy bitsy spider.
I thought it just had like a spot in the center of my eye. I'm going to put it in your mouth, Nigel.
Where did that thing come from?
It's on your mouth.
It's freaking out. I don't think it likes the static.
No. It's getting supercharged right now.
Nigel, you got something in your teeth.
It's like actually just like crawling around your face right now.
No, I can't see it from here, though.
Like I even like AI music, right? Like it's sort of if every video on TikTok has an AI song that's like unique to the video or unique to the meme. It becomes like kind of meaningless. Like everything is I don't know. It's like if everything is special, like nothing is special.
Yeah. Now when I go on a website and I see like AI art, that's gone. It's just like, nope.
Out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Like it just, to me, I'm like, oh, you don't know when you should be using art.
It's, which is a huge red flag, whether they know it or not.
The big problem with the AR art too, which I mean, when it came out, everyone was freaking out, but I'm like, the biggest problem is the AI music, you can't put any purpose into it. It's always just, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, I would use it sometimes like just trying to come up. Trying to come up with a merch idea. You would like type it in. And once you get something close, you then send that to an artist to be like,
make it better.
This is what I want. Yeah. So I don't have to like go through 800 emails and whatever to get there. But if you don't do that, it's always just kind of generic trash.
Yeah.
It's always trash.
Oh man.
But that's the problem, because it is generic trash. It's literally an averaged thing of all the art.
Yeah.
It's the most generic.
So I tried to use ChatGPT twice in my recent video. The first I was looking for incidents where people got injured by snapping cables or ropes, like specific examples and news stories. I couldn't really find anything on Google. You know, it's giving me the same two or three stories over and over again. So I asked ChatGPT to like search through some archives or whatever. And then it came back with a couple like hits.
Oh, really?
And then I asked for the citation.
Like articles?
Articles. And it gave me like excerpt from the article, just like a brief overview of each article. And then I told it to like give me the citation and link me to the article. And then it said, these are just examples of what the articles would look like if they did exist. Oh, it totally made that up. I'm like, okay, can you find real articles? And then it gave me more fake articles. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not doing this part of the video anymore.
That's on the opposite. I was looking for it reminded me of something else I find is useful. If you're trying to design something and you know that there probably a part exists, but you don't know what it's called, it's pretty useful to go like, I'm looking for a part that kind of does this. Can you direct me to products like this? And it'll just list companies that make the products and then the name of it. And it's kind of saved me, because there's things that you don't know the word at all. Thankfully, it didn't make it up, Kevin. It didn't make up tools.
What do you call a fake rubber penis?
All right, the other example from this video is, I don't know what's happened to the internet lately, but if you want like a PNG image, like a clip art image from Google, everything is like licensing websites.
Hey, look at that. Got it. Mm.
Okay, yeah.
We don't have to read it.
You know, so now every time, if you want like a ping image of a battleship, it brings you to like Adobe Stock or like Getty Images, and they want you to sign up.
And half of that shit's AI now too.
It is. Yeah, so I found a website where all those images were AI. And so I just asked ChatGPT, I'm like, hey, can you just give me like a clip art image of like an aircraft carrier? Yeah. And I want it with a transparent background. Do you know what it gave me, Nigel?
What?
Oh yeah.
It gave me like the black and gray or the white and gray checkerboard background like you would get like before you download the image. And it kept like, it wouldn't give me a transparent image.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been poisoned. It's been poisoned by all of the like the ping download websites.
Dude, AI stock images.
It's a race to the bottom with that right there.
Blasphemous. This is like, nothing is real. Like no one try. Like, that's why I hate it so much. Like if it's so easy to pick out AI images, like it's so easy. They smell like shit. Like it's such a really nice red flag that someone gives you. Like if they're using it in a way where they're trying to present themselves as real and professional, the signals it gives out is, I am not real. Yeah. I am not professional. Everything about this is fake. If you work with anybody that's excited about using AI public facing in a way that's not like explicitly like sarcastic or a part of some joke, it is such a nice, like a glorious red flag.
Yeah.
So like this, I don't know, it kind of reminds, I was just thinking about this now. It's like, the big problem with AI is because it's the kind of an aggregate of, it just aggregates all the photos, let's say, kind of averages them, has no idea what it's doing. So when you ask for something, it just gives you the most generic, already existing thing. But then it's like, how would you make it ever create something unique? It would almost probably always be trash.
Yeah.
Because even in, I mean, I was thinking about even with humans and creativity, it's like how many people are trying to make music and where most of it is just kind of terrible. So it's like if you made an AI that would try to be creative, you would probably have it wouldn't be a useful tool at all.
Yeah.
ChatGPT won't create an image of itself.
ChatGPT won't create an image of itself. It's refusing.
I'm going
to
ask.
But if you like ask it to make a picture to represent this conversation, so you don't explicitly ask it to make a picture of a dildo. I don't know. I think I've had a lot of fun doing like meme stuff where you're sort of pushing the tool to its limits in a way that you could never ask an artist. You're kind of like torture testing it. And then like once that wears off, it's like, who cares? Like it doesn't really matter anymore. Like I think like one of the Suno, the AI music, one of the songs I made when it first came out was like, I was thinking like, what are the viral videos that you could like put a custom song to? And it was the duck eating, it was like the horse eating baby
chicks.
Yeah. It was just like make a cute like kindergarten song about, you know, horses eating birds. And then, you know, it's just like, it's just kind of fucked up. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's like a horrible meme.
It was good though.
And you like, just like, yeah, like good luck. Show me what you got.
I've seen a lot more sad cat videos lately.
Dude, right.
Yeah. But they're getting good. They're like almost looping around to being
what are sad cat
self-aware.
Videos?
It's like, dude, how do you describe the sad cat videos?
Wait, what's
like
the song?
A little white cat that's like, has this insanely epic adventure, like this arc, and it's all AI generated. All the images are AI, but then they like, they do like the video morphing.
Oh, I watched one about a cat who has a whole family.
Yeah, it's probably exactly.
But I think they were all real, those cats.
Oh,
I love this video.
The kids watching.
The kids just watching the sad cat video crying.
Wait, is it called Sad Cat?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Dude, this is like...
Oh, no. Why is he narrating over it?
This is the... I hate this.
I've never seen this before.
Nigel, let me describe a Sad Cat video that I saw, okay? So a kitten is playing with matches in an apartment building, and it sets the room on fire. The house starts burning.
Is it video or photos?
Huh? It's all video, AI generated video. So everything's kind of like, you know, it flicks one match and then like a bunch of other matches appear. And yeah. So the apartment's on fire. The grandma throws the cat down off the balcony. The firefighters catch the cat. And then the grandma she's horribly burned and disfigured in the fire. They take her to the hospital and then she dies. And then the cat goes to firefighter school to become a firefighter. And then it's like this buff firefighter cat with a kitten head. And there was another fire. So the cat goes and saves a girl from the burning apartment building that was on fire. He throws her off the balcony too. Firefighters catch her. And then he stays in the apartment building and burns to death while holding a picture of his grandma. And it was so sad.
Did you cry, Kevin?
No, Sandra almost did. No, I'm just kidding. The whole thing, it seemed like so over the top though. Like it was funny.
I think that might be the most dangerous tool. Can you imagine an entire generation of kids that are like just being fed this trash? I don't know what's going to do. Like maybe nothing bad.
It was
happens.
A complete story.
Yeah, but was it good?
Yeah, what? I remembered it.
It's Kevin. Yeah, but that's a good thing. It's like, dude.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's like kitten construction workers. I can't. We can't.
They're
so,
too young.
This is psychotic.
They're too young.
It's the Billie Eilish song.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
They've never had food in their entire life. They're so small and hungry.
Dude, it's so sad.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know that was a Billie Eilish.
Yeah, it's rip. What was I made for? I think it was called.
So sad.
I hate it. I hate it here. It reminds me of like where my YouTube existence stemmed from of, you know, people that had, you know, no outlet for creativity with like video production. You've been able to make videos for like quite a while easily.
Yeah.
Like I would say since like the early, like mid 2000s, right? Like 2004-ish.
Once the ones with the tapes came out.
Yeah. Like before YouTube, you could.
Oh, that was in the 90s. I was using camcorders.
Yeah, but like to make a video on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, you couldn't do that. That was way too complicated back then.
Right. But from like 2000 on, it like really rapidly accelerated to the point where you could easily
make digital cameras, yes. Windows Movie Maker. Right. Yeah.
Like I remember having to capture video files from DV tapes into Premiere. Like you could.
Oh, wow.
With very little, you know, you pirate Adobe.
You needed this like card in your computer that could capture, right?
No, just USB.
Oh, okay.
Or FireWire, whatever it was. Mm. So like you could realistically, like when I was in early high school, like we were able to make videos.
Yeah.
Easily. Like it might have been more complicated than it is now. And it was like you had all these like creative people that were either making, you know, animations on Newgrounds or like making videos on YouTube. And it was an outlet to be creative. Like you had an idea, you got to execute it. It was more like kind of art. And you know, you weren't making money, you were just doing something fun. And you know, learning a new tool and whatnot. And I feel like that's what I enjoy about YouTube and like building stuff. It's like you're trying to make something new and unique. You're like exploring an idea. You're like, I have an idea and I'm going to execute on it. We lost 10 minutes of audio in this excellent podcast. Isn't that fun? You pay $800 for the Rodecaster Pro 2 and it doesn't fucking scream at you.
When it runs out of storage space.
When it runs out of storage. Like, I want red. I want
halogen. It to actually, like, start vibrating and screeching off the table, you know?
What's
like,
the gas in a kitchen that comes over the out of the fume hood when there's a fire? Is it halogen?
Oh, probably some kind of foam, yeah.
I want...
Halothane.
Nigel, mm-hmm. Do you know? Halon.
Halon. Okay.
I want halon. I want, like, fucking... Five star, what do they call it? DEFCON 666.
Oh, yeah.
Halons rain from the ceiling. It's like full blown emergency.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you fucking fix your shit right now. Like, don't, you know, there's an option actually on the task cams. I don't know if you know this, but like the audio recorders that you can have it beep when something's wrong. Like, the battery's out or it ran out of space. And I was like, that's awesome. So I enabled that.
That's sick.
I'm like, that's, thank you.
Yeah.
Imagine your car didn't tell you when it was getting low on gas. You just had to guess.
Frozen?
No, that's Nigel's just really good at being
stuck. Ah! I thought the computer froze.
Dude, I'm...
What are you doing?
I'm just frozen in time.
He's looking at his penis. He's got hair growing out of his urethra.
Oh, man.
Are we on the podcast right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
But I think that we're going to head on over to the Patreon podcast.
Wait, that was a podcast?
I don't fucking know.
That was
man.
A public one?
Are that we... was less shitty than the last week when we talked about taxes.
We didn't even talk about taxes. Okay,
John has good vibes from this one, right?
You have good vibes, John?
That's good. John's honest. That's what I like about John. It's
wait,
hard
so
to...
this is the first time everybody's seeing Nigel on the...
I think so. We probably won't have one the week after, though, because we'll talk about taxes again or some stupid shit.
Okay.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.